Often in Washington, the stuff of testy briefings, political charges, and denials becomes the stuff of an actual criminal investigation, and that's what we have now in the case of the leaked name of the CIA operative. So with us now is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, was some bright line crossed here to make this a criminal investigation?
Well, the law that seems most applicable here bars the disclosure of the identity of covert intelligence officers, and some people in Washington have suggested in the last few days that perhaps her name was not undercover because she's an analyst and thus would not be covered by the law. What I'm being told, though, by people who have done these investigations over the years is that the Justice Department must have determined that she is covered by the law, that her name was not widely known or associated with the CIA, and that, therefore, a criminal investigation is appropriate.
So what then will Justice do now?
Well, they'll try to get all the phone logs, the emails, the cell phone records, the home phone records for the appropriate periods of time from people who might have known in the White House. They'll probably even try to recover deleted email files for certain dates. They'll eventually interview people at the White House and perhaps elsewhere. And to find out who to target in this investigation, they may also interview people at the CIA to learn who at the White House or elsewhere in the administration knew about this person's identity. And then, of course, there is the polygraph. One former top FBI official I talked to today said he would not interview anyone without making it clear that a polygraph could follow. And they are routinely used at the CIA and the FBI and might be here, too, but presumably not at the early stages of the investigation.
You're talking about questioning government officials. Journalists as well, might they question people who would have received this leak or the one columnist we know did? Any idea?
Well, they could, but under the Justice Department rules and regulations, journalists come last. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the interesting things, is that the Attorney General himself has to approve whether journalists are subpoenaed and questioned, for example, in front of a grand jury. So that gets high up in the administration.
Now, there's a whole question of appointing or not appointing, as the case may be, a special counsel, an independent prosecutor. What's the story there?
Well, there isn't an independent counsel law anymore, but there is a mechanism that Janet Reno put into place for the Attorney General to appoint a special counsel if he or she decides it's necessary. So the Attorney General has generally been dismissive of the idea, but there are some very good career people in the department who are running this investigation. But inevitably, there are sticky questions like the reporter question. There's also the matter, for example, the White House asked for and got permission earlier this week to wait a day before issuing the directive to preserve all documents and logs, which led one seasoned federal prosecutor I talked to wonder why they wanted to wait a day and who at the Justice Department told them they could do that and why. So these are the kinds of things that make it uncomfortable at the very least.
What about all the complaints we're hearing from Capitol Hill? Possibility of hearings or not, given that the Democrats are not in the majority?
Well, since they're not in the majority in either the House or the Senate, there aren't going to be hearings. But there can be what I guess I would call proxy hearings. For example, there is a vacancy for the position of Deputy Attorney General. Now, should President Bush fill that vacancy, you could be sure the Democrats will try to use those confirmation hearings as a way to probe and to get commitments. So we probably won't have that job filled, is my guess.
And very briefly, independent counsel, you think it's possible or out of the question?
It's impossible to know right now. Certainly, everyone can see that blood is in the water, but the administration will almost certainly try to tough it out if it can. If it thinks it's going under, it'll ask for a special counsel.
Thank you, Nina. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.